This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I hope you all had a great 4th. I certainly did, and we're right back into the swing of things. We really have a jam-packed hour today, so I'm going to forego the small talk and introduce our first guest on a subject that is so important for everyone. People just don't pay attention to things like this, and they really should. Joining us is Elaine Andrews. She's a JD, a U.S. Army retired participant, and other outstanding credentials. She is the author of 50 Excuses, parenthesis, Not to Do Bulletproof Estate Planning. And it is published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. It is a special bonus for everyone. Here's a book everyone should have, so I'm not going to ask Elaine who the book is for. It's for everyone. The first 5 callers, leave your name and your address with Tim. That's callers 12345. You'll all get free copies of the book. All you have to do is call into 888-205-2263. 888-205-2263. And just leave your name and address. No phone number, nothing. And Elaine Andrews, welcome to the show. It's certainly a pleasure. The title is kind of captivating here and also, in a sense, a little puzzling. People should do estate planning. Everyone should do it. You say don't do bulletproof estate planning. What do you mean by that?
Good morning, Stu. Thank you. Well, bulletproof estate planning is actually estate planning. What I call bulletproof is to be comprehensive estate planning. This is estate planning that you can't necessarily get just from anyone or anywhere, not even from any attorney. What I'm talking about is estate planning that you need to get from a qualified expert estate planning attorney.
All right. And how long have you practiced this? I gave a brief summary of your credentials in this. What qualifies you to put forth this presentation?
Well, Stu, thank you. I'm a certified specialist in estate planning, probate, and trust law here in California. I've been in practice for almost 25 years in exclusively estate planning, trust, and probate law. Prior to that, I was in corporate securities and securities through a large brokerage firm in the United States, so I have a financial background. So I think with those credentials, I'm in a good position to talk about this subject.
There are changes every year. I mean, you really have to have expertise in these subjects. Every single year, whether you go to tax, your tax attorney, your financial planner, your estate attorney, it's almost mind-boggling. Have there been any significant changes here that have altered your approach? And does a solution to this problem, is it all-encompassing? People in all states, 50 states, can utilize it?
Well, that's a good question, Stu. Actually, estate planning is a type of law that can cross many borders. It's not exclusively just to one state or another. So you can actually do an estate plan in one state and take it to another state. But the critical point here, Stu, is that you need to make sure that you get your estate planning done from a qualified expert. In my book, 50 Excuses Not to Do Bulletproof Estate Planning, which are excuses that just might end up costing you everything, I talk about how you need to get estate planning from a qualified expert, because one of my missions in life here is to change everybody's idea about estate planning. Unfortunately, estate planning is sort of like the bastard child of the law, because we think we can get it from anywhere and almost anyone for practically nothing. Therefore, we don't give it the credence that it deserves. So my mission in this book is to change that and to explain why, in fact, estate planning is one of the most important things that you should be doing.
When should people begin the process?
That's another good question. In my book, 50 Excuses Not to Do Bulletproof Estate Planning, I talk about how, contrary to what a lot of people believe, estate planning is something that just about every adult needs to do. The reality is, if you're an adult over 18 and something happens to you and you don't have some form of estate planning in place, like a power of attorney for health care or a power of attorney for financial decisions, you could end up with an unwanted conservatorship, which is what I talk about in my book. And this is a situation where now you have somebody, not necessarily someone you even know or love, who has control over you, who can make decisions for you. And then when you're in that position, it's practically impossible to get out of it.
What are some of the big mistakes? Just give us a brief synopsis of what people do in estate planning when you say don't do bulletproof planning. Some out there are saying, well, what does she mean?
Okay. Well, here's the biggest mistake. One of the biggest mistakes and assumptions that we have is that estate planning is not important. And the book talks about all our common excuses that we have for not doing estate planning. And I address each and every one of those and explain why, unfortunately, those assumptions are incorrect. My mission in this book is actually to turn our common ideas about estate planning upside down on its head and to make people realize that, in fact, estate planning is one of the most important things you need to do early enough in time, long before your capacity might ever become an issue. Otherwise, you could end up with an unwanted, ill-founded conservatorship, and that's something that nobody wants for their loved ones or for themselves.
Is it, just in part, you know, we hear a lot about revocable trusts, irrevocable trusts, whether you can reverse these things. If someone's been on the wrong track, gotten the wrong advice, followed the wrong plan, is it easy to reverse it by now doing the kinds of things that you talk about in your book, and legally, can they?
Typically, yes. If you have a revocable trust, then certainly you can get it changed and go to a qualified expert who can help you put you in the right position to get your estate planning corrected. And quite often, even if you have an irrevocable trust, you can do the same thing. So I don't want my listeners to feel as if, since they've done some type of an estate plan, that is permanent. As long as you have capacity, you're able to make your own decisions, you're still in a position to get yourself in the right position to protect yourself through quality estate planning. That's what this book is about. And you can find it on Amazon.com. And by the way, Stu, just one thing I want to point out. My book has only been out for 30 days, and already Amazon.com has given me one of the best books of 2016 so far and best book of the month. Can you believe it?
Wow. I mean, that's an amazing accomplishment. I do a lot of interviews, so I can communicate this to people listening that is really an absolute amazing accomplishment. Have you had any, since you just brought that up, have you had any, you know, for example, a traditional medical establishment that objects to things that may be defined as alternative medicines? Have you had any kickback verbally from people, quote, in the so-called estate planning establishment who have said, this is nonsense?
No, absolutely not. I've got 5 stars already. My book just came out, and I don't anticipate that kind of flack. If anything, it might come from other attorneys or other practitioners who are not doing this field justice. And it's just like the medical fields do. If you want to get quality advice and you want to get quality work that you're paying good money for, you want to make sure that you're getting the best that you can get. And that's what this book is talking about. Unfortunately, you think you can go down to the office supply store, or you might be able to go to your financial institution, and it seems that you can go almost anywhere and people can offer you estate planning. But I'm urging my listeners to beware, to not get sucked into going down that road, because ultimately, at the end of the day, you have everything to lose if you only have that type of estate plan that's not necessarily going to be able to protect you. That's what this book is about.
If you can do it, in life is to stay out of court, right?
Exactly. That's the whole goal here. Unfortunately, you know, the standard is way too low to get an unwanted, ill-founded conservatorship. And in a lot of cases, the court systems are corrupt. And so therefore, you may end up with a conservatorship when it wasn't properly founded. And so the only way to protect yourself, Stu, is through quality, sound estate planning. Can you believe that?
I certainly do, and I know the importance of it. I addressed this at a young age, and I hate to say it, I still have friends of mine, really bright people in different professions, that have never even given a thought to this and other critical issues to plan for the later years.
I've heard that,
about
too.
20 seconds, if you have a concluding remark in terms of what we haven't covered.
Well, Stu, I just want everybody to know that, you know, they need to relook at their estate plans or reconsider their reasons for not doing it. If you're not sure, you don't have a quality, sound estate plan, you know that's going to put you in the best position to stay out of court, get my book, Get the Excuses Not to Do Bulletproof Estate Planning. It's available at Amazon.com. barnesandnobles.com, type in the title, read the book, share it with your friends, put yourself in the best position to never have an unwanted conservative.
All right, beautifully done. Again, congratulations on the response. It certainly deserves it. 50 excuses, parentheses, not to do bulletproof estate planning. Elaine Andrews, E-L-A-I-N, and the book is published by Ex Libris. Thanks for the terrific information, valuable beyond belief. It's been great having you on.
Thank you so much, Stu.
All right, we're going to break, come back, completely different topic.